Zoomer Radio, and apparently it's happy hour here. That was April Wine and Tequila Sunrise before that on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Toronto is set to decide the fate of beautiful High Park. Will vehicles be kicked to the curb or be allowed to keep on driving through this city green space? High Park, though, is more than just a park. It's also home to a zoo, an amphitheater, cherry trees, a sports facility, and eatery, too. A town hall later today is expected to unveil the roadmap for High Park's future. Parkdale High Park City Councillor Gord Perks is here. Welcome back, Councillor.
Thanks for having me.
Councillor Perks, you represent that area. What are constituents telling you about what they would like to see regarding cars in High Park?
Oh, everyone's got an opinion, I'll tell you that. people have really enjoyed the weekend closures, but it's created problems of access for some other people. So where we're trying to get to is not a question of yes or no, but how. How do we make it safe for people using the park so there aren't conflicts between cars and pedestrians and so on, and still help people get around? And we're getting some good answers. I'm looking forward to tonight's meeting.
What are the options that city staff is considering? And in your opinion, what's the best option?
Well, they've sort of taken four big ideas as a way to start the conversation. The ideas are no cars at all, limiting cars to certain parts of the park, limiting cars in certain times, or going back to cars all the time. But that's not the answer. We're not saying just pick one. Mm-hmm. We're using them to provoke the conversation so that the issues and hard decisions get surfaced and we can think our way around them. We'll wind up, I imagine, with some kind of pathway that takes elements from different options.
Okay, so once the city staff announce their preferred choice, the process from there, how does that play out then?
Well, this evening is the last step in a consultation which actually began before the pandemic. We were hoping to get further along, and then the pandemic came and sort of slowed everything down. But at tonight's meeting, we'll say, okay, how about this, and listen to the feedback. The idea is that in a month or so, staff will bring a report to a committee and then on to council.
So realistically, Gord, what's the timeline for this? When will a decision be made, do you think, and could it be as soon as this year?
So like I said, there'll be something coming to council, probably in a month or 6 weeks, around there. I expect there are going to be some steps along the way. Hmm. We have outstanding agreements. There's a restaurant in there. They got to get food deliveries. How do we manage that? There are attractions within the park, say the zoo or the softball fields, that people are used to driving to. How do we transition? What do we do for people who want some time in the park so they can ride their bikes really fast? Can we set aside like a Sunday morning or Tuesday morning early when the speed cyclists get some time? It's not so much people want to put it into a yes or a no box. Mm-hmm. It's more of a how that we're trying to figure out.
So cyclists are part of this conversation, and what will be the future of cycling in the park as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. The idea is to figure out how we accommodate all the different ways people use the park without relying as much as we have on people having to drive to get to everything. You remember that silly little train that we run around in the park?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, what if we made that into an all-season, all-day circulator where you could hop on at one location and then, get down to see Shakespeare in the park at another location.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Almost like the Zoomobile, right?
Right.
I mean, it's got the similar function, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's easy to just say this is a yes, no, and that's the end of it. But like I keep saying, this is trying to figure out what our options are to make it all work better for everybody.
Okay, before we let you go, can we get a quick comment from you on the mayor's race? Nominations are open today. What do you think? What do you know? And how many do you think are finally going to end up in this race for mayor?
I think it's everybody into the pool. I'm not running. I think this is going to be the most important election we've had. Well, since the one that David Miller won, where we got that big change, the new broom, So I'm really watching with a lot of attention. I'm looking for a candidate who has a realistic plan on how to save services, even though our budget's in trouble, who is going to recognize that there are deep inequalities in our city and we have to address that, and that solving that problem gets us all working together on the same path.
So you haven't officially backed a candidate yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Parkdale High Park City Councillor Gord Perks. Thanks as always, Gord. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.